Welcome to the podcast that celebrates the people, places, and history that makes the Samford Valley one of the most special communities in Southeast Queensland. I'm your host, Shane, and today we have something truly extraordinary to share with you, because today we are also honouring a remarkable milestone, a century in keeping Samford moving. We're talking about the Samford Garage, 100 years of reliable service. On April 12, 1926, it all began. The Samford Garage has been part of the fabric of the valley and as long as the people can remember. And from the earliest Model T Fords rattling down Samford Road right through to today's modern hybrid and electric vehicles, this garage has kept it all running. And to celebrate this very special centenary celebration, 101.5 is sitting down with the man who's been at the heart of the Samford Garage for over 50 years. And he is a true Samford local, born right there in the valley, and simply no one better to take us on this journey through 100 years of history. Part 2, welcome to our guest. So now, please join me in welcoming Ross Pickering to the microphone. Hello, Ross, how are you?
Thank you very much, Shane. It's certainly a very emotive time in our family's history. We are so proud to have shared this chapter of the Samford community. To me personally, it has been a highlight to have 3/4 of my life living and breathing in this beautiful part of the world. Yes, it is certainly is very emotive, and we are thrilled to share our view with you.
Well, you have an incredible story. I want to get straight into it. Well, if I can ask you, Ross, before we dive into your garage's incredible story, I want our listeners to know a little bit more about you, because your roots here go even deeper than the business itself. And perhaps tell us about growing up in Samford, if you will.
Sure. On April the 16th, 1946, I was born on Dad's in the neighbouring locality, Upper Kedron, now known as the Pickering Hill Estate, as was my father before me. I attended Ferngrove State School from 1950 to sitting for the then scholarship entrance exam in 1959. To attend the public Mitchelton High School, now lovingly called Mitchy, from 1960 to grade 10 industrial subjects in 1961, attaining grades of 5 A's and 3 B's. From then, I was then apprenticed to the Brisbane City Council Depot as an apprentice mechanic in Newmarket Road, Windsor, attaining the Queensland Apprentice of the Year in grades 1 and grades 5. I was very proud of that achievement. I witnessed the arrival of electricity, the copper telephone line, 2 lines per house from the nearest exchange, dusty dirt roads in Upper Kedron, and the road to Sam upgraded than bitumen laid in the 60s. The changes at times seem slow to today's frantic pace. Our parents had survived the Depression and the Second World War. The Korean War was in full swing, and Upper Kedron and Ferngrove was a training route for the army, which created much dust and wear and tear on the roads. Our generation was then to experience the Vietnam War and conscription. I was lucky to miss the marble draw, but one of the apprentices who came from a renowned cricketing family was conscripted and spent his whole 2 years playing in various sporting teams.
That's an extraordinary connection to this land. You didn't just inherit a business, as it were, Ross, you inherited a legacy. If you could take us back to 1972, perhaps, that was the year you and your wife Janet purchased a 50% share in the Samford Garage. What was that like?
Yeah, well, let me start at the beginning. Janet, a local girl from Oxford Park, and I married at Mitchelton Presbyterian Church on the 20th of May 1967. I met Janet at Sunday school in Upper Kedron at the age of 13. We both attended Mitchy. We purchased 24 perches of land at 27 Mount Glorious Road and built a Queensland Housing Commission house within walking distance to the garage. In those days, the speed limit was 100 kilometres per hour. It was impossible to hear the TV. My intention was to work for 10 years at the BCC and then receive long service leave and search for employment in the retail sector. While filling our vehicle, a 1954 FJ Holden, with fuel at Samford Garage one day, the proprietors, then being Dot Warden Seth Smart, Seth approached me and asked would I like to come and work for them, as staff were leaving and the workbooks were full. At the time, I was taking home $59 per week, so I cheekily asked them would they pay me $60 a week. Their reply was I would have the extra money saved in fuel. They won, and I started on $59 per week. Alas, the recession hit, and I was pushing a broom for some time, and I thought we would be ruined. It took time, but things looked up eventually. Samford Sanford Rise was the start of the business community, and now it has spread the full length of the street. Sanford Rise being the hub of the community and run at the time the rural fire brigade, and work would have to be finished often late into the night and opening at 6 a.m. in the morning. The garage was also a country service provider for the RACQ, covering to Dobra, Mount Glorious and beyond. Mount Nebo, with most fire breaks in the national parks, weren't gated at that time, and all sorts of vehicles tried to use the tracks, resulting in many calls out at all times of the night. No mobile phones in those days, so we actually was always actually late at night by the time people had received help. How technology has changed the landscape. We finished with the RACQ in 2010, and we haven't minded not having the added stress of worrying when the next call out would come. Usually it was at mealtime or breaking bread with friends. Driving the trucks required zero breath tests, which made it difficult to get relief drivers. Then in 1972, Dot Ward retired and transferred her share to our family in 1972. Being successful, marriage, as Sess said, for 20 years, with the ladies patching up the rifts between Ross and Sess. Sess was happy with me to go to the promotional days while he kept the fort running. Sess and Dawn ventured to Bali on a conference and adhered to their voice. Don't have ice or drink water. Unfortunately, he spent the week in hospital on a drip, suffering from dehydration. Funnily, he never ventured on another event. We are proud of the fact that we're able to support and raise two families, which also giving back to the Sanford community. Sanford Garage is well known for its sponsorship in the valley. We have supported every group serving on the committees. Sanford Garage created the Sanford Charity Night that supported groups to survive. Jeff Wilson, the member for Ferny Grove, had the charity recorded in the Queensland Hansard, something we are very proud to be involved with.
And then in 1992, you took full ownership of the garage. That must have been a very significant moment, a real turning point for you in your life and, of course, to the town itself.
Yeah, in 1992, it was a very significant time in our life. We weren't that old at the time, and Sess had, in this time, built a beautiful retirement house on Cowan, Morton Island, and to get there, you either flew or took the barge. Sess did not fly. Heavens forbid when it was too rough for the barge, when it broke down. He and Dawn were ready to retire, and then he offered his half share to our family. To be fair on the purchase price, we enlisted a family friend to both families, Diane Hill, who was a practicing accountant at the time. So the transaction took place with hours of happy to-ing and fro-ing and sharing up the boys' toys that Seth and Ross had accumulated on the way.
Part 3, A Century of History. I think it's time now to talk about the history of the remarkable place. The Sanford Garage opened their doors on April 12, 1926, 100 years ago. And Ross, what do you know about those earliest days?
Yes, we are extremely fortunate to have one of the best equipped museums with displays of a replica Golden Fleece garage as it was, with many Golden Fleece items on display. Wartime displays, local wood displays from the area, which are timber logging. Sanford was a timber logging area at the time. A fully operational blacksmith shop, a fully working slab timber school, hot fitted with a shingle roof, which were common in the area. This is where my memories have come from for that period. My memories start in the 1960s when travelling through to Closeburn to visit our cousins who farmed there. Cream was separated from the milk filling cans to be then transported to butter factories at Dabra and Beenleigh. Sanford Garage was a happy banker for the many dairy farmers in the area who relied on their generosity while waiting for their monthly milk check to come in. Of course, the droughts and flood affected the very existence of the town's livelihood. Eventually, the small farms became unsustainable and mergers took place. A cooperative was formed by some visionary farmers, and bulk milk vats were installed on those farms that it could afford to do so. Inspectors would do unannounced cleanliness inspections with warnings on faults, with some dairies being shut down because of this. Suffice to say, no farms exist in the valley today. The CSIRO was a very important part of the Sanford community, as well was the railway line, and they were both the economic driver of the region in those days. The railway line connected from Brisbane through Sanford by train and terminated at Dobra with a railway to service. The CSIRO land was some 300 hectares in size and was split in two by the Dobra-Sanford Road. It employed some 60 persons in its peak time.
The garage, I understand, has operated for several fuel brands over the decades, and it became became a Golden Fleece site in the 60s, and Caltex later in the 1970s. Those are names that will bring back memories to a lot of our listeners. What can you tell us about those eras in particular?
In the early years of operation, many brands of fuel were sold prior to our time. There was COR, there was Shell, and in the mid-60s, Dot was the trustee for the Salisbury family, and they were so conservative that a rebuild would be too much for them to fund. So the freehold was sold on to Golden Fleece, an Australian company run by Jewish families based in Melbourne. They successfully ran the highways throughout the nation with Stanley used as a promotion in their advertising. We were part of a cooperative that originated in Western Australia by a group of Golden Fleece operators to group purchase and get a rebate. Lots of vision and lots of hard work and effort from the original pioneers. I was very fortunate to be the Queensland director of the Capricorn Society from 2000 to 2014 and enjoyed many conferences around the world.
Now, all through it all, the technology has changed enormously, and today Stanford Garage is one of the very few garages in the region with drive-on computerized suspension, steering, and brake testing equipment. How can that investment in modern technology have changed things?
We are very proud of our record and vision to see ahead and adapt to the ever-changing automotive landscape, and have been active members of motoring groups AA, IME, and MTAQ. We have invested in the latest equipment and technology, including safety stop, a drive-on brake tester, and suspension tool, scanning tools, automotive workshop programs, a simple AI customer-friendly booking platform, investment in youth with skill-based training and apprentice training through work skills in-house training. The beauty of today's world that is apprentices gain credits quick, which can be used towards degrees in engineering. We have one person who did this and worked in the design team for GMH in Melbourne, then moved to the BHP design team designing autonomous mine dump trucks.
And yet, with all that modern equipment, one thing has never changed at all. You've always believed that something that I think is becoming increasingly rare, talking directly with a mechanic who worked on your car, honest pricing, never starting work without discussing options first. How has that philosophy served you and your customers over the entire years that you guys have been operating?
Shane, without customers, a business doesn't exist. Return customers are the cheapest investment you will ever make. Never be afraid to ask for opinion from someone who comes to complain. They end up being the best customer. Stand back and look from afar. Ask others what their opinion is. What can we do better? How can we make the service and experience that will satisfy the customer with a better outcome? It is passionate wish that people who wish to talk to the mechanic be encouraged to ask questions if the question may sound irrelevant.
All right, now on to part four, the 100-year celebration. All right, let's get to it, because on the 12th of April, Stanford Garage is turning into 100 years old, and the Stanford Valley is celebrating in style. Ross, tell us everything. What have you got planned?
We are fortunate to have, on the second day of each Sunday month, coffee and cars at Spokes Coffee Shop. When the weather is kind, some 70 cars will come for show and tell. Muscle cars, veteran cars, vintage and car clubs such as Riley, Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Mustangs, and many others. The hours there are from 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with some of them will then attend ours starting from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Every hoist in the garage will have a 100-year-old Chev vehicle in the air with the public able to watch at close quarters. A professional photographer will take still and drone pictures to be given to the museum. The Mount Glorious Road will be closed for display vehicles. The Sanford Riley Club are displaying their vehicles in the new Sanford Tavern car park, owner permitting. The Uniting Sanford Valley Community Church are doing outreach with the sausage sizzle, with the Nations to Youth Outreach Work, which encompasses 345, mainly music and family outreach. The famous Sanford Patisserie has donated the sponge cake to be shared with a 100-year-old candle. Formalities start at 11 a.m. and include the cutting of the cake. A 100-year-old 1926 Chev medallions to be given out by Councillor Ellie Smith. Thank you speeches to all acknowledging the sponsors, Radio FM 101.5, the famous Sanford Patisserie, the Sanford Riley Club, the Queensland Veteran Chev Club, Sanford Design and Print, and any others. The Morrison family, the Ward family, and the Salisbury family, the Chalmers family, the Smart family, and the Balfour family, and all of my family. Many thanks.
I have to say, I love the idea of people getting together to see a century of automotive history right here in Sanford. And are there going to be any historic vehicles on display on the day?
Sanford is very lucky to have the community museum, which is going to have a pop-up tent on the day, and they will sell, have a display of memorabilia and also history books for sale, the history of Sanford in, I think they're up to the volume 7 at the moment, so it's a never-ending work in progress.
And as for families, is this a day for the whole family? And what can kids and grandparents perhaps expect from the day?
Sanford Garage is and always will be a family-friendly, approachable, pet-friendly place to visit. No question is ever irrelevant. My vision is to see grandparents walk down memory lane and say, this is what we grew up with, and our parents lived in this time, and we are prospering because of this. If this happens, I will be satisfied.
Part 5 will close, and a call to action. Ross, it seems this valley, the Sanford Valley, has been loyal to Sanford Garage for 100 years, generation after generation, families bringing their cars in to see what can be done to make them better, fix them up. What does it mean to be celebrating this milestone with your community together?
Yeah, firstly, without our loyal community, this would be a non-event. Sanford Garage has a fifth generation family on its books, which is very unique, I am sure. We still meet and greet people that are descendants of the original builders. While operating the servo, we built a local diner known as the Roscoe's Diner, with many good times being shared in that corner of the garage.
And so tell our listeners while we're here, when, where, and how do they get there on April 12th?
Sure. Directions from Brisbane. Follow from the Norman B Hotel northwest through Kelvin Grove to turn left at the Alderley Arms Hotel through Fernie Grove and cross the Sanford Range, past the Catholic Church and down the incline to 4 Mount Glorious Road, Sanford Village, 4520 on the right-hand side, just behind the Ampole Garage. Directions from west, Tourist Street, travel east through Mount Glorious, down the PEI Road into Sanford Village, which is on the left. Directions from north, Dabor and Albany Creek, head into Sanford, down Main Street, taking the third exit to Mount Glorious Road. Garage is then on the immediate right. Time starting at 10 a.m. through till 2 p.m. Formalities, cutting the cake and presentations will be commencing at 11 a.m. Warden City Council Councillor Ellie Smith will perform the 100 year medal presentations.
And one last question, Ross. If someone is on the fence about coming along on Saturday, what would you say to them to convince them to be there on the day?
Just do it. With being 9 kilometres from the Fernie Grove train station and 23 kilometres from the Brisbane CBD, you will not want to miss it. There is so much to see and do in our beautiful valley.
Ross Pickering, thank you very much for being a part of the program. What a story, what a legacy, and what a celebration we have to look forward to celebrating on 12th of April. Think about 100 years really means. Sanford Garage opened in 1926. It has served the community through the Great Depression, through World War II, through the post-war boom, through Golden Fleece and Caltex eras, and through the digital age right up to now with the electric vehicle revolution of today. Though every single decade, through rain and through drought, through booms and downturns, one constant has remained in the Sanford Valley, the Sanford Garage. It has been there, and the people behind it have been treating every single customer like a neighbor, because in Sanford, they are. Ross Pickering and his family have been given this community 50 plus years of that service themselves. 12th of April is your chance to say thank you, to be a part of history, to bring the kids and the grandparents to see the vintage vehicles and the historic displays, to enjoy the atmosphere of a strong community coming together to celebrate something truly special. I'm your host, Shane. Until next time, look after yourselves and look after your neighbors and look after your cars. See you on the 12th of April at the Sanford Garage for Mount Glorious Road, Sanford Village. And this podcast will continue to be broadcast on our website, 1015fm.com.au.